Hey everyone, and welcome to another Three Stars Podcast Half Shot. I am Brad, and I am here with my two wonderful co-hosts, Samantha and Bill.
Spill.
Oh, I like that. Spill.
Bill-mantha.
No.
Bill-mantha.
That doesn't exactly.
No. Spill.
Roll off the tongue.
Simbill. Simbill. There it is.
Simba.
One day you shall inherit all that you see. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Make sure that you like, listen, and share all of our half shots and our full episodes. Make sure you go ahead and leave us a review if you are so inclined. Give us a rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to all of your fine podcasts. So today, and we're a little bit late on this because I know Bill and I have been talking about doing this topic for well over a month now. But
I think you're right on time.
Right on time. We're going to be talking about Das Fußball.
Fußball.
We're going to be talking about football, maybe a little bit about fantasy football. And
definitely.
And
shout out to Drake, you fucking loser. Suck it.
Bill finally wins one episode in our fan. Or wins. One,
no, yeah, it's an episode. You can call them episodes. You can definitely call them episodes.
Finally wins one game in our fantasy league that he's the commissioner of.
I have the commissioner's curse.
Now he gets to shit talk a little bit. So football, fantasy football, and changing the channels, which is a constant request. So let's get into this topic. Do we want to like back up to preseason? And because that's kind of where the fantasy football starts.
When the the Donkos started losing.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of yes, the fact that the Broncos would win is a fantasy, but no, about what fantasy football does for bars and restaurants.
Yeah,
I mean,
what does it do?
So,
because I am completely lost. I don't understand fantasy football whatsoever. You both have tried to explain it to me, and I don't get it.
I think it does. It did a little more in the preseason 10 years ago than it does now.
Yeah, because it's a lot harder to have a draft party for your fantasy league.
Right.
You had to be there in person and record all that information yourself.
Right, and it would actually, like, people would bring in to a bar a whiteboard, and they would write all the names up and do the draft, and they'd have their pads, and everyone's sitting there.
That's how we're doing it next year.
With their stats and their all of their
research,
stuff.
The research
all
is
the research
important.
That they brought in with them. Now, almost every sports app has the ability to do some sort of draft.
Yeah.
And you can do it remotely. So you can have people involved. You used to have people who would fly to other states and cities and, you know, whatnot just to be part of whatever league they were going to be in. Right. So now that you can do it on DraftKings or
I think makes it a lot easier.
Our league, we're using ESPN.
But
everything is right there. But you would have these draft parties. And people would come in, and that brings in business because people, say 10 people in the league.
At least, yeah. Eight to 12.
Would it look something like this?
A little bit.
Yeah, so it would look something like that.
The fucking Charlie from Always Sunny meme.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, like, I remember when you played, when we worked together, and you're like, I don't really understand, like, why it's such a big deal. And I was like, watch this, and there's just a bunch of people looking at their phones, fucking with their fantasy team.
Right.
And I was like, fucking Russell Wilson, for, you know, lack of a better example. I was like, can you believe this shit? And all these guys, you know, they lift their heads up, and I'm immediately engaged in conversation.
Interesting.
So, like, there's that element. That's
so there's a pro there.
Yeah. Like, I got into football because of, like, bartending. It was just one more thing I could talk to people about, you know, like, and it just kind of grew from there.
That's funny because I actually got back into football because of bartending, and I'm not into football, but I was working at Fridays, and I had not really paid attention to sports for years. Growing up, I was super into basketball.
Yeah, that tracks.
But then I was also into football, and I would watch, the Giants were my team growing up, and I'd watch games all the time. And then when I found myself as a bartender, everybody was there for sports, right?
Yeah.
And I had not been following sports for easily 10 years. And suddenly I was like, well, I need to learn a little bit about who the teams are, especially now, like in the Denver area, what's going on.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Because we have all the sports here.
Yeah, you didn't even know The Rock was in town. It's sad. I feel bad for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I don't follow WWE.
Yeah, because you don't follow sports. That's what you said.
Which is funny. I actually used to be really into WWF
before
they got sued.
Were you a Hulkamaniac or what?
I was a Hulkamaniac. Yeah, that absolutely.
Follows. I always liked Ultimate Warrior.
But I also
Jake the Snake.
But I also saw Rowdy Roddy Piper's movie. What was that?
Oh, They Live?
They Live.
That is a masterpiece
Fantastic
of American cinema.
Fantastic cult film.
That's a great movie.
But, you know... So I had to learn a little bit just so I could say things to then let other our guests talk.
And I'll tell you this, your team is fucking stacked. I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised about about the fantasy team. So I didn't even want to do fantasy this year, and Bill asked me to do it. And the only reason that I even really got into it was because I got my son to kind of work the team with me a little bit.
Underage gambling.
And
he's old enough.
He's only in on it to take Bill's money.
I know. So. He's having a heyday.
But back to what this does for bars.
Yeah.
Right. And it's funny.
Some bars get packed out.
Some bars get really packed out. Fantasy football wise, like more people now will follow more games. Because it's not even just about their local home team. It's about what their fantasy.
Suck.
Well, it's about what their fantasy team is doing also. You can be in Kansas City and you know what it's like to have a championship team.
Yeah, fuck the Chiefs.
But you've also now got your fantasy team and you kind of find yourself pulling for, you know, I need my defense to stop Kansas City or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And people show up to bars to watch all of the games.
And college games too. And then, like, some bars are like, they have teams, you know, like, oh, that's a Lions bar or that's a Patriots bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know,
that's like a Vikings bar.
Pats was an Eagles bar before because they're from Philly.
Yeah.
Who was?
Pats.
Where's that?
What used to be downtown.
Oh, but it's not anymore.
No, they have them around town, I think, still, but that one had a bar in it. Hmm. It's like, I'm trying to think, it's where Double Daughters used to be, like right in that strip.
The Double Daughters and
I like that bar.
Mario's Pizza. From my standpoint of football in a bar, look, you know, I've worked at Seville Quarter where college games are huge. You would close at 3 a.m. and clean up and wouldn't be out of the bar until 4, and then you'd have to be back at 10 a.m. for the college games. And you know, it's with that mindset of being in a bar where people are coming to watch the game, I had no problem with people loitering. And it's not even loitering because they're hanging out all day, eating and drinking all day.
If I can't be sitting at home watching football all day, I want to be
at a bar,
in a bar or working a bar, making that money and watching football. You know what I'm saying?
Totally understand
that. It can make it really fun if you're in the right spot.
Yeah. Now, if you're in the airport, like where I'm at now, it's not so fun because the airport is a turn and burn place.
Yeah.
And the airport dining is really not made for lounging. Like, you know, you can lounge, but honestly, you're not really supposed to because there are other people that are hungry that have scheduled flights that may leave in 15 or 20 minutes and getting in to quickly have a beer or to quickly grab the burger, which yes, we get our food out within 20 minutes, they can do. And the people that just hang out loitering, and that's why I use the word loitering, because really it's not a bar. You make it a big inconvenience for all the people that actually want to get in and eat. And the flip side of football or any sports, the negative side of it is everybody wants to watch their own
fucking
sport.
Broncos fans. Yeah, I know.
It's not just that. Like I had a couple come in on Saturday night and they wanted to watch a baseball game, the Astros, and I had some other baseball game on. Mm.
And I don't care about baseball. So
and like, I don't either. I don't care about any sports at all. That's why I'm not at work. I'm at work to make money. And the lady immediately was like, we need the game on. We're here to see the game.
Right.
And I said, what game? And she said, the Astros. Can you change the channels?
I always ask what channel it's on. And I'm like, yeah, I sure can. What channel is it on?
I don't even bother now. I said, I'm so sorry. I cannot. I don't have that power. Yeah. And number two, I believe somebody is watching this game.
Well, fuck them.
And she said, what? Nobody's watching this game. Can you just change the channel to the Astros?
That is the thing that that people say. Nobody's watching this.
And I said, ma'am, that man right over there is watching this baseball game. And no, I cannot change. Why can't you just change that channel and it'll be fine? I said, because these two TVs.
They're connected.
They're connected. They're synced. So if I change yours, the one you're looking at, it'll change the one that he's looking at. Oh, so you can't change. I said, no, ma'am. He's watching the game. I cannot change the channel. And that's the most annoying thing, is the fact that everybody wants their game on. We're not a sports bar, even though we are technically, quote unquote, a sports bar in the concourse, but yeah, we're not an official sports bar.
No, you have like three or four TVs.
You know? We have six. We have six TVs, which is quite a bit for the like an airport bar.
Sure.
But at the same time, you're not there to really sit and enjoy a game. You have a flight at some point. And if you have a five-hour layover, please be mindful that, A, my job is not to change channels.
Yeah.
Sorry. My job is to make sure that everybody has all their drinks and their food that they are so impatiently waiting for. And B, get your food, get your drinks, enjoy a bit, get out. And stand somewhere.
Get the fuck out.
Right. Stand somewhere where you can. And we offer drinks to go. Grab a beer to go and stand somewhere where you can watch the game so that somebody else can come in and sit down and eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, plain and simple, you guys.
I always hated the channel changing. I still do. I actually now work in a bar that has no TVs. Because it's a cocktail bar.
So isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's super weird. But, I mean, I'll tell you, like, on the downside, that's also, it's a detriment when it comes to Thursday nights.
We're a sports town.
Yeah, Thursday nights, we're a lot slower right now because people are somewhere where they can watch football.
I've seen places, they have, like, it'll be black and white, but they'll have the fucking game on. You know, like, if the local team is playing, like, it's a nice bar.
Right.
Even when we worked at Tag, we had one TV.
That'd be cool, like, to project it on a screen in black and white.
That would be cool. It's a good idea. We should write that down.
We should sell it to a bar. No,
edit that out.
Anyway,
so nobody can take it.
But the changing channels thing, you know,
if you're Swamps and like they act like you didn't put any effort into like putting the channels where they were. Like, it wasn't strategic that they're on the channels they are already.
Well, and the best setup, honestly, and this should fall on a manager to do so, but it did at this bar that I worked at. We had the games listed. Like, there were every Sunday, let's say, all of the games that were going to be on this TV over here were attached to a piece of paper on this TV over here. Mm. So if you wanted to watch the Bronco game, followed by the Charger game, followed by the Seahawks game, you needed to be over by this TV, and that TV was not changing all day.
That's smart.
Segregation.
But I mean, like, you do end up getting like the
See
fans
what
of
sports have done
the
to
fans
us.
Of these teams. Should arrange themselves
smart.
Over here,
that's
and
smart.
That's what's going to play over here all day.
That's totally what I would do. And then you know who you're dealing with. Oh, right. The fucking Eagles fans are over there. I'm not going over there.
But that's like, that was the best setup I'd ever seen, because then it's like, can you change the channel? Nope.
No. You just got to be patient, bud.
You want to watch that game? You need to be over in that area because that's where that game's going to be on. I don't have time to go changing 6, 8, 10 channels,
right?
Only to then hear the couple of people who had asked to have a change to this channel get pissed off because now I've changed it away from what you want to watch.
Right.
I'm trying to make Jaeger bombs and open Miller Lights. Let's just fucking go.
Jaeger bombs and Heineken.
Heineken's fucking Heineken.
What's wrong with you? And that's the bottom line, is that we have more important things to do, regardless of a sports bar or not, than to mess around with remotes. You know,
it can get carried away. Like,
it can. And it's so funny how it goes, because people will walk in the door and they will be impatient about how long it takes to get a drink, how long it takes to get a seat, how long it takes to get their food. And then on top of it, they're like, change my channel. No. That's not what we're here for. We're here to serve food and cocktails and that experience, not the channel changing experience.
Here to make Negronis and kick ass.
Jäger bombs and Heinekens.
Ball out of Campari. No, I wanted to say too, since we're talking about it, like I worked at this dive bar. It's not there anymore. But it was like the worst TV setup. So like you had to run around behind the bar into the liquor room where the boxes were.
God.
And then you had to like run back and see if you did it right.
Got the right channel.
Yeah, it was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, that's just too much.
I don't think I've ever worked in a bar also. Someone just recently made a TikTok or Instagram reel about this.
Trying to change channels.
She had like six remotes in her hand.
Yeah.
Because not one remote would work for every TV. And this remote does the sound on this TV. This remote does the channel changing on this TV. This one has a different receiver, and it's like a standalone remote that doesn't look like any of the other remotes. And like the process of changing a channel, and this is honestly a total failure on whoever sets up the entertainment system in your bar.
Yeah, you gotta streamline that shit.
It should not be that difficult to, even if you don't want to change channels all the time, it shouldn't be that difficult to change a channel on the TV.
No, it shouldn't.
They have everything synced to like iPads and shit now.
That's the way
it is at Grange.
Yeah, at Henry's they had it all on iPads, which was great. It was so smart. So smart. Another thing, do not ask to have the music turned off to have your football game sound on. I'm sorry.
Or turned down.
Are you going to put the sound on for the game?
Nope.
Which game?
Yeah, exactly. It's not, the world does not revolve around you only. There are 500 other people or 10 other people in this bar that want to watch different games.
Yeah, I'm watching Animal Planet. No, I won't change it.
Right. And I'm listening to Billy Joel. So no, I'm not turning him down. It keeps me happy.
That was all hard fucking airport references. That was like every shift for me and Brett.
You know what I loved? You know what I loved about the airport though is when a game would start like on the later side, right? Like or would run long and we're closing at 10 o'clock.
Bye.
But the game's not over.
I don't
know what.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm watching on my phone.
Yeah, my shift has ended.
Yeah.
It's a federal building. We got to shut down. Well, bye.
And now my watch has ended.
Well, whatever. You're like you said, like your phone has all of it.
And that's the other thing too. People forget that your phone has it all.
Yeah. And I get you don't want to necessarily watch it on a little screen, but you also need to get that. I've already been here for 8 hours.
It's time for me to
and
go.
And I have an hour left to clean and get out.
And
so
I still have to take the fucking train.
Right.
Yeah. Deal with the bums.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is an old statistic, but I don't see anything updated. This is from 2016, but 58% of fantasy players visit your establishment with two or more people, and 45% of them return 2 to 3 times per month.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's definitely going to be some overlap there of people who are following football anyway and are going to show up.
Yeah.
But if they play fantasy, 58% of them are showing up to your establishment. Mm-hmm.
I don't really go out for Sundays, like, because I don't have to, but like Monday night maybe. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be to watch the game. It used to be, I think it was like Thursdays, like until very recently.
Night,
there was one night of the week I didn't have that channel, you know, so I had to go out.
Well, there have been times where, you know, depending on what the sport is, and this is way, way back when, but I didn't have, and I still don't have it, but like I wanted to watch the tennis finals because it was Federer versus Nadal. And it was Wimbledon, so it was on at like 6 a.m. here, or maybe it was the French Open, something like that. So it was on at like 6 a.m. here. Well, I woke up and went to a bar that I knew would be open so that I could watch it, like first thing in the morning. Maybe it wasn't a 6 a.m. It was early, though.
Hardcore.
It was morning time, and I was like, well, I'm going to go to the bar to watch it, right? So like, it's important.
Yeah, because it was for the game.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap this up. And I'm just going to, you know, say that for the bar, right, it's important to be organized in how you handle your sports. And it's important to be knowledgeable at least a little bit so that, like Bill had said, like he got into football when he became a bartender and he had more to talk about. And I've seen Bill light it up at the bar. And,
I can
and
run
talk.
My mouth with the best of them.
Yeah, absolutely. But from a guest standpoint, you need to like check yourself just a little bit and realize that while we know you're there for fun and entertainment and you want to watch the game, we're there working. And, you know, while we want to treat you like you're the only one that matters, you're not really the only one that matters.
You don't.
Everyone else is also the only one that matters.
You actually
right?
don't yeah. matter at yeah. all.
Well, no, but like, you know, we do. We have to
correct.
Cater to everyone
to
and make
yep.
everyone feel special enough to feel like they're the only ones. But you have to remember you're not the only one.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
That's the time clock, I guess.
It is. It's time to go.
All right. Any parting thoughts, guys?
Nah.
No. Fuck you, Drake.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to this Half Shot. And once again, come back and listen to all of our episodes and our Half Shots. And we will see you, hear you, listen to you. You will listen to us again soon.
Sayonara.